Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2. You need to pick your Afro Daddy because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro Daddy because it's flat on one side. What are you waiting on? Dun, dun. When you don't pick your Afro, you're gonna have one side high.
Hey, that was Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu, African American singer, and this is her freestyle song. This is her just singing a song straight into it without any lyrics, any rehearsal or whatever, called Afro. It's an interesting song for the topic that we have to talk about today. So I've been thinking a little bit about the advertising that is over here versus the advertising that we have. And I'm really talking about posters and banners and maybe newspapers that I've seen and malls that I've been to rather than television advertisements. I actually have not been watching much television at all. So what I wanted to think about is the concept of beauty that they have here, which happens not to be a permeated beauty that has come in from the West. This sickly thin models, the clavicles that are protruding, and usually very, very fair people. Now, if you think about India, you mostly have that. And it was the rage when there was one Vogue magazine that starred three dusky Indian beauties on the cover. That was a mind shift. So yes, India is very obsessed about fairness, we know that. But most of the world, including if we look at China, including Europe, including America, these are the nations that I've had context for, including South Africa. I don't know about South America. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's up over there. But they have a singular view of what a beautiful woman is. If I was to talk about the man, actually, I don't think the world has a singular view of what a beautiful man is. They have more or less in context. And over here, it's the same well-to-do guy in a suit, happy smiling guy. That's all there. But when it comes to women over here, it is quite different. You see a whole bunch of advertisement targeting women. And there are a couple of types. There's the very young girl, there's what can be called the model, and there's the mother type. And the mother type actually features a lot. So you get a lot of Dettol ads with a mother and a small baby. You get a lot of ads about a mother using deodorant and taking a selfie photograph with her hand up, which is quite a nice ad, I thought, using roll-on deodorant. And the concept of beauty here is different. It's not high cheekbones. It's not very, very slim. It's not clavicles protruding. It's a fuller face. It's a more open face. I think what's consistent about the faces that are there is they're very open, visually readable, instantaneously know what's in this person's mind sort of faces. Very open faces, very happy, smiling faces. That's not to say that all Africans are like this. I think that's what can be consistently drawn in all the models that they're using. And interestingly, the models are of all ages and body types, clean, but yet representing of all ages and body types. And there's a few variations in skin color. There's like out of maybe 20, I would see one white person advertisement. So there's mostly black people advertisements. So interesting. And of course, there is an there is a point of time in Western culture where the woman was a more plump, more fat ideal. And that was because that she could eat more, she could feed herself more, and therefore the plump ideal was the rich woman. And I'm thinking about this and wondering whether that's true. There are ads which are the well-to-do woman. There are ads which says, you can go on Google now, which is sort of the middle-class woman. There are also ads which is an up-and-coming woman. So there seems to be all sorts of fair representation. Squat, fat, thick-lipped, thin-lipped, cornrows starting from far back, cornrows starting from right near the brow, more muscled woman, a whole host, a variety of body types. Very interesting from my perspective, a focus on the face, not a focus on the body. And that to me is interesting. I don't think it's a conservative culture. I don't think it's a culture that does not have sexuality as a main driver. It's just that the advertisement at this point of time has chosen not to focus on that for whatever the reasons might be. There are still plenty of women out there who are accentuating themselves, who are straightening their hair, coloring their hair. I've spotted a few wigs out there, which I didn't know before that. I thought it was people who straightened their hair. But today I saw one wig, and then I realized, oh, okay, there might be a couple of wigs. So I looked around, and yes, there are a couple of wigs. So it's not to say that women are not trying to accentuate themselves. It's just that in the advertisements itself, or what beauty seems to lead towards in advertisements, it's the everyday woman. It's not a woman trying hard. So interesting for me, and with respect to an Indian context, very interesting. So that's what we have to say, and let's see what Erica Badu has to add to that.
So I braid in my hair. Well, yes, she did. Yeah. Said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. So I braid in my hair. Yes, I did. Cornrows and everything, baby. Well, you changed your mind and said we wouldn't go in. But my mama saw you there. Yes, she did. Check this out. Well, I be blowing up your pager, daddy, but you never call me back. Well, I be putting in 911, baby, but you never call me back.